What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 71 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren. And today for this Training Tuesday, we're going to be talking about the train if it's not sore approach.
Yeah, this is definitely something that a lot of people do. I don't necessarily have a super strong opinion one way or the other. Do I think it's the most optimal way to do it? No.
Yeah. Training if it's not sore, traditionally, why people will do this is if they have a muscle group they're really focusing on, whether it's your legs or someone's focusing on their chest, back, whatever it is. It's just as soon as they feel like it's not sore anymore, they're going to go train it and then they'll just hop on to whatever their routine is after that.
Yeah, exactly. So for example, say you're really trying to focus on your shoulders, and shoulders for me especially are something that don't get too sore too often. Mm-hmm. And if they do, they recover in like a day.
Yeah, they're definitely one of the faster recovering.
So say I'm really trying to focus on my shoulders. How I would do that is that I would go in to hit shoulders. And then say I go in tomorrow, I'm like, oh, my shoulders aren't sore. I'm going to hit them again. Go in the next day, oh, my shoulders aren't sore. I'm going to hit them again. Maybe I have to take 2 days off after that and just hit them as much as possible. That's essentially what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so essentially, you don't follow a traditional training split like your like a bro split or push-pull legs or whatever it may be, because let's say you do follow some sort of bro split where you're hitting chest and back, shoulders and triceps, and go so on and so forth. But then all of a sudden, whenever that specific muscle group isn't sore, let's just say it's your legs, then you just hit legs that day and then just continue on wherever you left off in your order of workouts afterwards is how that would go.
Yeah, exactly. So as you can probably assume, this can really hurt your training in whole because your other muscle groups might start to get put on the back burn. So it really does just come down to exactly how much you need to focus on this muscle group and how your own recovery is.
Exactly. So is this a viable approach? Maybe. And I would say maybe because, yeah, you may not be sore, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you actually are fully recovered. You may still have some fatigue, some muscle fatigue when you go in. So something you'd have to do every single time before you commit to training that muscle would literally be going in every single gym session where you're not sore and seeing, do I feel weaker today? Am I a little fatigued? And like going through a movement and wasting time every single session just to make sure if you are actually ready to train that muscle or not.
Exactly. It's the same thing as when people say, oh, I only got a good session and if I'm sore the next day, which is not true at all. Your level of soreness does not correlate to your level of a good training session. Sometimes you'll have a great training session and not be sore at all the next day. That does not mean that you didn't get any proper work done. That just means that, you know, your body is pretty adjusted to the stimulus, which is not necessarily a bad thing. No. So as he said, going into that, you know, just because you're not sore does not mean that that specific group is not going to be fatigued. Fatigue is a very different thing than being sore.
Exactly. For example, I hit legs yesterday and my legs aren't that sore today. Like I could, if I was going for that approach, I'd be like, oh, I can hit legs again today for sure. But when I went and just did fucking laundry, bending over into our dryer, my legs are on fire, tired from me just squatting down a little bit to just get some laundry out of the dryer.
Exactly. Think about it. When you just finish a crazy leg day, your quads are on fire. You're not necessarily sore yet, but so you could justify and be like, oh, well, I'm just going to keep going in my workout. You know, that's kind of the same thing, just overloading the volume. I know that's what I used to do. Like if I got to the end of my workout, I'm like, oh, I still have more in me. Just keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. There is definitely a such thing as overtraining. Exactly. And this definitely will come into play when you're using this approach.
Exactly. 100%. So is this approach viable? Yeah. But you would literally have to be making sure every single time you go in the gym that you're not sore and you're not fatigued every single session. And yes, then if you, yes, you can absolutely train the muscle group. If you're not sore, it's not fatigued, that means, yeah, it's ready to train again. But it just seems like such a hassle, such a pain in the ass to have to manage.
Yeah, you need to be very in tune with your body to be able to be successful with this. And honestly, I would recommend just kind of seeing what your body can handle on a weekly basis. It's not going to change that much and just get the maximum amount of just volume within.
Out, yeah, figure out what you can fit into a split. You're like, okay, it typically takes me this long to recover from my fatigue when I do these movements.
Exactly.
Great. Let's just plan, write a new workout program that has you hitting that muscle group certain days with certain volume.
Exactly. And worst comes to worst, you might have to skip a workout or train a different muscle group on a different day. But at least planning for it, in my opinion, is going to be a lot more optimal because you won't be lacking on the other muscle groups.
Yep. But the reality is, for most people, there's no reason you should be using this strategy unless you're a high level IFBB pro where you have like, okay, I need to bring up my lower lats or I need to bring up my delts. Realistically, most of us need to grow everywhere. So is it really that crucial right now to be focusing on a very, very specific muscle group? Probably not, unless you're close to getting your pro card and you're like, I have the physique in so many areas. There's just one area I need to improve. Okay, there's some justification for it. Or you're a professional bodybuilder where your muscularity is super high in most areas. You are there and there's just one or two things you're lacking.
Exactly. Have you ever personally taken this style in any way?
I have never taken this style. I've always been someone who was so focused on keeping everything super balanced. And then once I wasn't keeping things balanced anymore, it's because I moved to men's physique specific training. So for my first 8 years, I would be training usually 6 days a week, and that would be three leg days, three upper body days. And then after that, I switched to men's physique style training.
Yeah, I feel like I've kind of done this before, especially with abs. I feel like abs are kind of can be useful in this sense. You definitely don't want to be continuously training your abs when they're super sore because they're just always going to be inflamed and it's going to actually make you look puffier. But, you know, going in and just training your abs on the days that they're not sore after your workout, I think that that could be a great idea for sure.
Absolutely. I kind of do this on Saturdays. Lauren trains 5 days a week. I train four. But I still go to the gym with her on Saturdays. And I just talked to my training coach about it. And I was like, yeah, I've been hitting some abs and calves those days because I don't have any calves in my routine. And my calves are small enough as is. So I want to try to bring those up a little bit. And then abs too, just because if they're not sore, I train them. And he told me I could do the same thing with delts on that day too. If they're not sore, train them. So technically, I kind of do that right now, and that's just because I'm going to the gym anyways. It's not necessarily that they're lagging body parts. My calves are, nothing else is, but I just want to hit them if they're not sore, just hit something light that's not going to fatigue me too much on what's supposed to be a rest day.
Yeah, I've done that with delts in the past too. You know, the days that are not sore, maybe just at the end of the workout doing some lateral raises, a little bit of shoulder press, something that's not too fatiguing, but just give me a little bit of extra stimulus if I don't have that much room to fit a shit ton of volume, you know, within my training program. I've used that approach before. I wouldn't say I necessarily saw anything significant out of it because, of course, you can end up, you know, overtraining the muscle group as well. So it's very dependent.
Yeah. To be honest, I think this is just a more effective approach if you're on gear.
Yeah.
Like, then you're recovering faster. You can have growth faster. So I would say that that's probably where, if you see a lot of influencers doing this approach, they're probably not natural if they're getting really good results from this. I'm just going to say it because they need to be recovering really, really quickly and to see this significant growth pretty quickly as well. Just doesn't line up unless you're not natural.
Yeah, so overall, different things work for different people. So I'm not going to completely knock anything, but I will say that optimally, you'll just plan for it and figure out, okay, well, my delts usually take this long to recover, so I can throw in some extra lateral raises on this day, throw in extra volume and plan for it so that you can, you know, properly implement that progressive overload, because the problem does come into play with then you're probably not going to be following a strict training plan anymore either, not properly overloading, tracking your lifts, anything like that. So it's kind of just going to take away from that side of
things.
Absolutely.
And inconsistent training plan means you may also be more likely to miss gym sessions because things are just inconsistent.
Yeah.
And we don't want that. It really is really nice to have that routine where I know I take off Wednesdays and Sundays every single week from training, and knowing you have those regimented off days. Otherwise, if your schedule's inconsistent week to week because you're like, oh, well, this Wednesday, my shoulders aren't sore, so I'm going to go train them, it can make things really, really wonky and fuck up your schedule.
Yeah, 100%. I noticed that a lot of people struggle with inconsistency, just don't have a strict plan on a weekly basis.
Routine,
they're like, well, I'll just go to the gym 4 days this week, but they don't actually plan up, and suddenly it's Wednesday and they haven't been once. So that's when the issue can come into play. So just come up with a plan and schedule your rest days is what I personally recommend.
Routine's everything, period, plain and simple. Everything fitness, health, nutrition related, planning and routine, guys. If you don't have a plan, you don't have a routine, you are planning to fail. Let's do this thing. Peace.